Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for June the 5th, 2021, a new year.
Jesus gone by, Lord, now.
I'm sorry, Mother, I cannot do anything about it. I'm on the radio now. Moko shaba ade ekoriri aka shila labaka. Eko shaba ade eke oriri aka. We honor you as the Almighty Father. We thank you for what you're doing today. We thank you for what you've done in the past. And we look forward to a great future in you, O God. Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the thanksgiving. We just thank you that you are our God, that you handpicked us to be your very elect children, O God. O God, we give you glory, praise, thanksgiving. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for being Almighty God, the Almighty Father. We thank you that you are Lord, our King, our Shepherd, our Father, the great and mighty I Am. There is truly no God great like you, Jehovah. Truly no God mighty like you, Jehovah. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner that we need over us. So, Father, we thank you this morning that you are peacemaker, Jehovah Shalom. Make peace in us, peace in our city, peace in our state, peace in our nation, and especially peace in our homes. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're about to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We're honoring the seniors today. We're thanking God for what he's doing. He is a royal king. He's the one who knows our name. He's the one who takes care of us morning, noon, and night. We don't have to worry about a thing because we're in the hands of an almighty God. He's the one who said, let there be. Yep, and the stars, the moon, the sun, he said, let there be, and they are there. They're still there. In the name of Jesus, he said to multiply, be fruitful and multiply. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do today. We bless your name. We bless your name. We honor you this morning. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we are so grateful that the Most High God knows our name and he is with us every step of the way. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. And we thank God for him. We thank God for you. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning. We're going to ask her to sing a song of praise this morning. We thank God for her. She's from Paducah, Kentucky. And we thank God for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. God is so good. He is so good.
Amen.
We can't praise him enough for all that he's done, all he's doing, and all he's going to do. But I will ask if you would say a special prayer for our meeting this morning. It starts at 9 o'clock. We have to log in at 8:30. But it's going to be all right because God said it would be. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing this little light of mine. This little light
all
of
right.
mine. I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me. And I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins. We thank you for the meeting that she has to go to today, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you that you will show up, oh God. We thank you for the people that will be at the meeting, oh God. Let peace rule and reign there, oh God. Let people come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Oh God, I thank you that you will be lifted up on this particular occasion, oh God. And we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you for safety. We thank you for all that you're going to do. We bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. We thank you that everyone will arrive there safely, oh God. We ask you to bless the people and their families, oh God. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna.
Amen.
Thank God for you.
Thank you.
We for you. Hallelujah. Well, it's nothing like prayer. Prayer has power. We have Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to say a prayer for the senior citizens, their families, and families all over the world. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Jean. Good morning to all those who listen in the Bible Story Land. Amen. It is a marvelous morning here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I give God all the praise and honor and the glory for all things said and done. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you. Father, we just give you the glory. Father, we acknowledge you, Lord God. Because, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the very activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord God, to give us a mind to praise you, a mind to acknowledge you, and a mind, hallelujah, to worship you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all those who come and listen to Bible Story Lane, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, from the senior citizens to the children, to the women, to the males, oh God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you've gathered a people, Lord God, that loves to glorify you. And so, Lord God, we come, Lord God, just giving you all the honor and all the glory. We come acknowledging you as our Lord and our Savior, our deliverer, our help, our banner, our protection, Lord God. You are our provider. And, Lord God, we just thank you for all things said and done. And now, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless your people, Lord God, because you're the blesser, oh God. You're the protector. You're, Lord God, our all in all. And Father, we thank you that you are the great I am. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you will be, Lord God, whomever we want to be. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our senior citizens, God. We thank you that you're, hallelujah, their strength, their renewal, Lord God. You're always the hope for everyone, but you're our healer and you're our deliverer, oh God. We thank you for the senior citizens, oh God, that you're restoring the activity of their limbs, oh God. Lord God, we rebuke aging, Lord God, that is not of you. But God, we thank you, Lord God, for the gray hair. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, oh God, for all that you have done, Lord God, because you said the old man, that the young women should listen to the older women, oh God. We thank you that you poured upon the seniors wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will know how to operate, oh God. And we pray specially, Lord God, for the senior citizens that have not yet realized that you're their Lord and Savior, that, oh, they may name the name of Christ, but not acknowledge you in all that, their ways, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh God, that's not just for the seniors, oh God, because they are mothers and they are fathers too. But we thank you for the family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we saw in your word, God, that when you created the first family, you created the family for fellowship, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that husbands, wives, children, Lord God, will fellowship with you. You came down the cool of the day, Lord God. You did what it was just Adam and Eve, oh God, to fellowship. So, Father, we pray for restoration of the fellowship, oh God, of the hunger, Lord God, to be with you, the desire, Lord God, to want to serve you. husbands and wives and the children, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So when there's controversies in the home, just as you did with Adam and Eve, you gave us a covering, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit to breathe upon us, oh God. To Lord God, when we come into conflicts and different situations, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that your glory shall reign, hallelujah. Father, you said, Lord God, it's not right, hallelujah, for man to be alone. But God, we thank you, Lord God, in this lonely hour of single women, in this lonely hour of single men, oh God, that they, Lord God, would not let the bed burn, but they would get married, hallelujah. They would not go by this culture of the day to live together, but God, they will, Lord God, submit themselves to the glory that you have ordained as marriage, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, as you, Lord God, has, oh God, like I said, the singleness, oh God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, for the spirit of wisdom, Lord God, to rest on the singles, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, when you did for the daughter of Zebulon, or whatever his name is. Well, Lord God, that they'll be the women, Lord God, to be wise, Lord God, that they will take their rightful place, Lord God, with you, Lord God. Hallelujah, recognizing, oh God, that they have all the rights and privileges. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the men who, Lord God, will honor you, Lord God, that you said, Lord God, that even the men should be head of their household. But God, because you're the head of him, oh God, we pray that men today, Lord God, will desire, Lord God, to be reconnected. Hallelujah, hallelujah, vertically, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that more men will come in the church, oh God. We pray that more men will walk in the right position in which you have ordained for them to be. And then, oh God, for the 20-year-olds, God. Oh, Lord, because that's where my children, younger two, are at, Father. We pray, Lord God, in this season, in this hour, Lord God, that they too will walk in wisdom. Lord God, that the 20-year-old will hunger and thirst after you, Lord God, that they will want more after you, Lord God. Lord, as you said to Jeremiah, don't say that you're young, oh God. Even down to the teens, don't say that they're young. But God, we know that you can call them at any hour to do a work. Oh God, we thank you for the Nehemiahs and the Jeremiahs, oh God, the children, Lord God, the Daniels, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that they will have a mind to serve you in spirit and in truth, oh God, that they'll seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so, Lord, all the things, Lord God, that they think they need will be added unto them, Lord God. Father, we thank you. Even down to the little babies, you just suffered not the children to come unto you, Lord God. But we pray, Lord God, not just on Bible story land, but, Lord God, even in our everyday church and our everyday home, Lord God, that our children, Lord God, will not be shoo away, but, Lord God, that they will be ushered in, brought in the church, Lord God. I lift up all these mothers, oh God. Oh God, that they that leave their children home. But God, we pray, Lord God, as the church hour open, Lord God, that the children, Lord God, will be brought with their parents, the teenagers, especially the teenagers, that they'll learn how to sit and listen and hear the word of the Lord, oh God. And Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, as you open up us the opportunity, Lord God, the fellowship once again in a building. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that our church will be filled on the Sundays from this forth. We pray, Lord God, even for my sister, hallelujah, from Paducah, Kentucky, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her church events, oh, God, and everything she should do. Hallelujah, and every pastor, every prophet, anybody's on this line, oh, God, that may listen to this. We pray that their churches be filled, Lord God. We bind the spirit of fear. We come against every thoughts and imagination, every high thing that's trying to exalt itself against the word of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I thank you that our mind should be stayed on you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will not be double-minded, we'll not be pushed like a ship in any direction. But, Lord God, we will stand firm on your word and stand firm on the confidence that, God, you can do the exceedingly above all we can ask or think. Lord God, and I plead the blood of every senior, every children, every child, every teenager, God. Hallelujah, every husband, every wife, Lord God. Oh, God, the aunties and the uncles, Lord God, whoever they may be, we plead the blood over them, Lord God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Any tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you head us underneath your wings and the season of COVID. We thank you that you have protected us, Lord God. We thank you that we acknowledge, Lord God, but it's not by any man's might. It's not by anything we could do. But, Lord God, it's by your grace and mercy, oh God, that we are able to hear, hallelujah, that we're alive today. That, Lord God, that we can breathe, oh God, that we can see out our eyes. Oh God, we thank you for your glory to reign. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. In your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dernestine. We appreciate that. Thank God for this little light of mine. Thank God, Pastor Donna Hawkins. I thank God for each of you. Yes, we are honoring the seniors today. It's Senior Citizens Day on Bible Story Land. You know, God created the seniors, the Almighty Father, and he created them in his image. Yeah, when you read Genesis 1, it tells us about the image of God and how he created us. So, you know, God called seniors the hoary-headed ones. He called them to trust in him like never before for their health, for their strength, for their well-being, for whatever they were trusting God for. They got to trust in him, not lean to their own understanding. So I thank God, you know, God honor seniors. I thank God for the wisdom that he has downloaded in the senior citizens. I thank God for all that he's doing for senior citizens. You know, in Titus 2, he tells the older men to train up the younger men. He tells the older women to train up the younger women. We thank God there's much to do in the kingdom of God. And we can't say, oh, well, I'm too old. No. God still is using you. As long as there's breath in your body and you're able to move out of your well-being, God said there are things that he needs you to do. Our God is awesome. He's powerful. He's mighty. So we honor him today with exuberant praise. So we have songs of prayer and adoration unto our God. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise unto us. She's 85 years young. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning.
What are you going to do?
How you doing?
Doing great.
Coming very soon. We are going to see the change. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the change. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the change. Say hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the change. Soon and very soon, Lord, we are going to see the change. Soon and very soon, Lord, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Say hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the king. No more dying there, we are going to see the king. No more dying there, Lord, we are going to see the king. There'll be no more dying there. We are going to see the king. Lord, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. train. She's really happy over there. We are going to see the train. She's really happy over there. Lord, we are going to see the king. She's really happy over there. We are going to see the king. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the king.
Amen. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the king. I thank God for each of you this morning. God loves you, and so do I. He's a great God, an almighty God, the King of Kings. We have Glory Dean Charlotte on with us. She's another young lady, 85 years young. She's from Marrero, Louisiana. We thank God for her. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Father. Good morning, Sister Glory, Minister Glory Dean. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, I'm doing fine, and I just thank God, you know, and I thank God for everybody and all the elders and everyone out there in radio land now. Praise God. I just thank God for this day. And thank God for you, because you do honor the senior citizens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So I'm going to sing, Where Could I Go? Can you hear me well?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Burdens to him and leave them there. So I thank God for each of you all today. He's a great God. He's the Almighty Father. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But you know what? We got to have a conversation with our Father. We got to talk to him more than we do a human being, because he created us and he loves us. And he waits on us in the secret place to come and say, Abba Father, which art in heaven. We got to acknowledge him as the Lord and King, as our great creator. We thank God for each of you this morning. We have Minister Pat Francis on with us this morning. She is from Jacksonville, Florida. Mighty powerful prayer warrior. Mighty woman in God. We thank God for her. She's going to be praying for the senior citizens and their families. Good morning, Pastor Pat. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Amazing, everyone. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Well, let God use you. Thank God for you.
Father God, we're so grateful to you this morning. Thank you for everyone that is on this line today. We praise and we thank you. We give you glory. You're just so gracious. You're just so mighty, and we praise you for your loving kindness toward us. For new mercies this morning, we give you glory for it. We bless your magnificent name. Thank you. We honor you. We bow down before you. We exhort you, God. We lift your name on high. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, that you would draw all men unto me. We thank you this morning, even as we enter and press forward in this prayer. We pray for those who are elderly, those who have become of age, God. But we speak life over them. We don't speak death. We speak strength, that their strength may not give way, God, but that their eyes never see dimness. We speak life and not death, healing and not sickness. We understand that, God, you have told us that we have 120 years, and we claim that. We claim that right now in the name of Jesus. And we don't have to live those years sickly. We don't have to live those years down, but we can live those years in the same strength that Moses did, even in the end. And we declare that that shall be our portion on today. In Isaiah 46:4, your word says, even to your old age, I will be the same. Even to your graying years, I will bear you up. I have done it. I will carry you, and I will bear you up, and I will deliver you. We thank you so much for your spoken word. We speak that word over every senior citizen today and over their families, God. We thank you that these years will be their best years. These years will be the years of excitement and joy, that they will see the fruit of their labor come to pass. We thank you, God, even those that have become of age and maybe don't know you as they should. We speak life over them, and that you would place someone in their path that will cause them to want to come to Christ in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we speak this confession over their lives today, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper, and that every tongue that rises against them in judgment you shall condemn. We thank you, God, that your righteousness is already established. We thank you, God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. Thank you for giving us the power to be able to pull down strongholds, to speak a light in the place of a dark place. Oh, God, we do that today. Everyone that is of age, God, and they're experiencing loneliness, and they're alone and don't have family to take care of them, God, I pray that you send someone who will be that person instead to take them and bear them up, who can kindly make sure that their last years are filled with joy and excitement, and that it is filled with the love that they have given out even in their former years. I thank you, and I decree and declare that these shall be their best years. It shall be a year full of life. We thank you, and we decree it, and we declare it, and we thank you for the families that take care of them, the families that so lovingly endure, the families that give back what they have already been given in early and prior years. We thank you that you strengthen the family. We come against the enemy that would desire to tear the family down, but we know that you have instituted it. And we build up families, God. We build up neighborhoods and communities. We speak the word of life over them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we have the strength of God, the power of God. We walk in the love of God. We receive the favor of God over our lives today. Thank you for everyone that is on this line. May their portion be rich in Jesus' name. God, we bind the hands of the enemy that will come against everyone on this line. May you contend with those that contend with us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're already doing, for what you're about to do. We give you glory, We give you praise. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. We magnify your matchless name. Thank you, for we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Our strength shall not fail, because you said that you would be our strength. You would mount us up on the wings of eagles. We should run and not faint. Oh, God, we give you glory. We magnify you today. We thank you that it's already done. It's a completed work. You have already saw the end from the beginning, God, and we give you glory for that. We thank you for a completed package. It's already done. We give you glory for it. We bless your name, and we thank you, God. We thank you that the love of God and this prayer go wherever we cannot go. We send prayer into the places that we can't travel to. We send prayer into the hospitals. We send prayer into hospice. We send prayer into that room where that person might be feeling alone, but let your loving arms wrap around them and let them know that they are never alone. For your word has said that I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you, but I will be with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. We thank you for your spoken word. Your word is power. Your word is strength. Your word is all we have to stand on. You said that heaven and earth will pass away, but not your word. We can stand on it forever. It is a sure thing. It is something that will keep us even unto the end. And so we declare your word even as it has been spoken. In the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that awesome, powerful prayer. We appreciate it. Thank you, Pastor Pat. All right. Well, we love the Word of God on Bible Storyland, Senior Citizens Day. And every time we come on, you know, 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, in training and righteousness. For training and righteousness. Today, we have a mighty woman of God on with us as our speaker. She's originally from Africa, Nigeria. I thank God for her. Now she lives in Jacksonville, Florida. We are blessed by her presence that she now lives in Jacksonville. She is a physician, a medical doctor at one of the local hospitals here in Jacksonville. She is one of the pastors at CREPA, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, where Bishop Abiola Iduwa is the overseer. We welcome today to Bible Storyland Senior Citizens Day, Pastor Victoria. You'll have to say her last name for us, but we thank God for her. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Pastor Victoria.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, great, great, great. Good morning.
Yes.
What a blessing. What a blessing. It's such a great forum to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus. And I just thank all the mighty women of God for all the prayers, all the songs. Wow. It's been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so thankful to be here today. Sister G, thank you for the opportunity, for inviting me. And I know today that the Lord himself will speak through me today, and everyone's life here will be touched in one way or the other in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm going to say a word of prayer real quickly before we get started, because, of course, we have to do everything with prayer. So I'm going to start from reading Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, in Message, I like it in Message version, it says, enter with the password, thank you. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourself at home, talk in praise, thank him, worship him. So this morning, Lord, Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you for your magnificent presence. Father, we say thank you for who you are. Father, we say thank you for what you are. Daddy, we say thank you for your mercies that are new to us every day. Father, they are fresh every day. For even waking up this morning, Father, it is by your mercy, it's by your grace. Therefore, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be on this line, for the mighty woman of God that you've used for this line, Lord. Father, I thank you for everyone that's connected this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you for what you're set to do again in their lives today. Father, thank you, because no one's life shall be the same after this podcast. Father, we say thank you for what you're doing in this generation, Lord, for the word of God that has free course, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, my Father. Daddy, Lord, as we go into your word now, Father, I ask, Lord, that my flesh be diminished, Lord, so that you will be increased, Lord, that your word will have free course. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he said he sent forth his word. He sent forth his word, he healed them, and he delivered them from every destruction. Therefore, Lord, as the word goes out this morning, Lord, Father, heal everyone, Lord, that needs healing. Father, touch everyone that needs a touch from you, Lord. Father, Lord, envelop everyone that needs comfort, Lord. Daddy, Lord, deliver us from destruction. Father, every impending destruction, deliver us, Lord. Father, I don't care what it sounds like, what it looks like. Your word delivers, Lord. Therefore, according to Psalm 107, verse 20, Father, deliver us this morning. Father, deliver us in 2021. No destruction will come near us, Lord. The Bible says no evil can come around the tabernacle of the righteous. Therefore, Lord, we are divinely exempted this morning, Lord. Thank you. Father, speak through me this morning, Lord. Let your word have free course. Let your word be honored. Let your word be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. So this morning, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was just, Sister G said I needed to speak, and she didn't give me anything to talk about. So the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me. He said there are people that are tired. There are people that have prayed, and they are not seeing anything happen or change. So the title of my word this morning is going to be A Sudden Break, A Sudden Shake. How many of you are tired of the same old, same old? You have done everything in your capacity, and it does not seem like it's working. Nothing is changing. Things just remain the same. It's like you never did anything. It's just the same. I mean, you went to the doctor's office. They told you were sick, and you prayed. You've sowed seed. You've sang praises to the Lord. You just keep believing that the Lord is going to change that negative medical report to positive. But you know, it's still the same. So you go back, the doctors actually say, oh, it's looking worse. And you're like, where is God? God, are you still there? Where are you? Are you even listening? Did you travel? And, you know, you have a bill that's unpaid. You have this bill, and the creditors are calling you at different times of the day. It doesn't matter. You wake up at 7 a.m., you get that call, and on a Sunday, you get a call from the creditor because you're owing them, and you keep believing God for a miracle. You keep believing God that this bill is going to get paid supernaturally, but it's still there. Nothing is exciting. You've not had a good break in a while. Well, you know what? You are in the right place this morning. You are in the right place this morning because the Lord says, the Lord sent me to you this morning, and I've got news for you, because in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 12, in Message, he says, unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick. So disappointment over disappointment and disappointment and disappointment, it makes you heartsick. But the Lord says, but a sudden good break can turn life around. A sudden good break. That's what the Lord has for you this morning. A sudden good break. That good break you've been waiting for. From January 1st, we all had our prayer points that we wrote out. We had our expectations. We've been waiting. We've been believing. We've not seen anything. Maybe we've even seen a little bit, but it's just a scratch of what we wanted to see. Well, this morning, the Spirit of the Lord led you here. The Spirit, it's not because Sister G invited you. It's because God wanted to let you know that he's shifting in your direction. The Lord is shifting in your direction this morning. You see, when the Lord looks in your direction, things begin to change on their own accord. One thought of his favor can put you 50 years ahead of where you thought you should be. Things might not be looking right now, but the Lord says he's shifting in your direction. He's shifting in your direction. And how do I know that the Lord is shifting in your direction? If you actually go with me to the book of Esther, chapter 2. Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15. Esther chapter 2 in verse 15. It says, when it was Esther's turn to go to the king, when it was Esther's son. See, when I don't know if you know the story of Esther, where Vashti made a mistake or rebelled against her husband, and she and they spoke and they kind of took her out of the palace. The king said, "I don't want you anymore. Now get all the maidens in the city together because I'm looking for a new wife." And so Esther was not even qualified. She had no business being in the palace. But you see, it was Esther's time. It wasn't our turn yet, but it was our time to be favored. So our uncle Mordecai asked her, and she was just a slave girl. Our parents had died. Our uncle took her in. And so the Spirit of the Lord led our uncle to, "Don't let them know you're a Jew because you might get killed." So she came to the palace. The Bible doesn't say she was beautiful. The Bible does not say she was smart. The Bible does, actually, when you look at Esther, she had no business being in the palace. She was just a slave. But you see, it was our time to get favored. The Lord has shifted in our direction. So she came to the palace, and when she came to the palace, everyone was getting spruced up for the king. Everybody was getting decorated, prepared for the king. But then chapter 2, verse 15 says, when it was Esther's turn, so although it was our time, it wasn't our turn yet. When it was our turn for God to shift, really shift in our direction, the Bible says, Esther, the daughter of Abiel, the uncle of Mordecai, who had adopted her as his daughter, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's eunuch in charge of the harem, had recommended. Esther, just as she was, won. I love the Bible. It says, Esther, just as she was. She didn't need to do anything extra. She did not need to meet any certain requirements because it was her turn. Just like she was with nothing, the Bible says she won the admiration of everyone who saw her. Everyone who saw Esther, I don't care what you thought before, as soon as you lay your eyes on Esther, you changed your mind immediately. That's what we call the Esther anointing. That anointing that makes people, I don't care if they shut the door and they said no to everyone, as soon as you get there, it must be yes. Because as soon as they see you, the anointing of God, something in you makes them say yes. Something in you makes them favor you. Something in you, and that something in you is the grace of God. That something in you that makes people begin to favor you anyhow is the grace of God. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." God will generously. So what is that thing that you've been waiting for? What is that thing that's not looking like it's going to change? What is that negative medical report? What is that bill that's been unpaid? The Bible is letting us know. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. It says, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left to share with others. See, there's a grace for everything needed in the kingdom. As far as your kingdom citizen, there is a grace for everything you need in the kingdom. There's a grace for favor, like the one Esther had, the Esther anointing, not just any kind of favor, the favor that things begin to change on its own accord without you doing anything. Everyone that lays eyes on you, all of a sudden, they have to favor you. They are compelled to favor you. And there's a grace for healing. There's a grace for wealth. What is that thing you need? There's a grace, because the Bible, God does not lie. He's not a man. He's not trying to tune us up to love him. He's God all by himself. It doesn't matter if you love him or not. He is God by himself. When you think about it, you didn't create him. He created you. So God, when God says it, that's because he would do it. So I just want to let us know this morning, there's a grace that compels people to go out of their way and favor you. It compels people to go out of their way to favor you. There's a grace that compels people to listen to you. You could be the greatest orator. You could have all the qualifications, the credentials, but if the grace of God is not upon you, no one wants to listen to you. As soon as you start talking, all of a sudden people are just like, what in the world is she saying? And who does she think she is? But when the grace of God is upon you, I don't care if you're making mistakes. People want to listen to you. There's a grace that can bring you before kings. Ask Joseph. Joseph was a prisoner one night. The next day, the king called for Joseph. The king called for Joseph. There's things that you never even knew you could get to. There's a grace that exempts you from all the diseases of the Egyptians. Yes, we are senior citizens, but you know what? You don't have to have what they have. So they said at 50, you have to do, you have to go for a colonoscopy, especially we, I don't know if, how many African-Americans we have on the line, but African-Americans, they say we are at the greatest risk for colon cancer from the age of 45. So we do a baseline colonoscopy at 45 for African-Americans. But we'll say you have to have that. So women at 40, we have to start doing mammogram because the older you get and the estrogen gets withdrawn, guess what happens? You are at a higher risk for breast cancer. But who says you have to have breast cancer? And then they tell you, they said, well, I mean, you might have osteoporosis because, you know, the older you get when that estrogen gets withdrawn, then your bones get weak. Who says your bones have to get weak? Who is the one that commanded a thing? And it happens when the Lord commanded it, not. There's a grace that produces healing. You know, it doesn't matter how bad that medical report is. You see, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. And Jesus, actually, when he was sick, they called Jesus. They said, yeah, our brother, the one you love. Jesus did not make haste to leave where he was because he wanted to glorify the Father. He wanted that glory to be huge. So when Lazarus was dead, he was very dead. Where I come from, they said people, somebody's very dead. That means he's been dead, buried, gone. So 4 days later, Jesus showed up. Because he had told them, he said, that illness is not unto death. So Lazarus died. I'm sure when Jesus showed up, nobody, they were like, why are you here now? Didn't you say our brother wasn't going to die? But now he's dead. But Mary said, but one of the sisters said something. He said, even now, if you speak to your father, he will do it. So she had that faith. She said, even now, even as our brother is dead now, because you're here, he will rise again. So, and when Jesus went there, he said, Lazarus, come out. He gave glory to God, and all he did was say, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. So you're still alive. That means your case is not hopeless. I don't care what that sickness is. I don't care what the name is that they've given. That's the name they've given. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that medical report that as soon as we find something, it just continues to go. And then as one day they just tell you, you know what, that's it. You need to go into hospice because we can't do anything else. Because when you think about it, we practice medicine. We don't know medicine. We practice medicine. That's why sometimes you go to the hospital, they said, well, we don't know what's going on. Let's do this test or let's do that test. And thank God for doctors, thank God for nurses, thank God for medical providers. The Lord has given them knowledge, but he gives us knowledge in part. The only one that can give you divine healing, divine help, Jehovah Rapha, is the Almighty God. So what today I just want to let you know that the grace of yesterday cannot produce today's results. Every day is meant to be new. Every day we have to receive fresh grace. Results in the kingdom are not commanded by intentions. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. No. So today, I just want to let us know that the Lord is shifting in our direction. As the Lord shifts in your direction today, what are you saying? Because what we say has to align with what the Lord is about to do in our lives. What we say has to align with what God is about to do in our lives. The Lord can be shifting in our direction. We're saying the opposite. Numbers 14, verse 28. The book of Numbers 14, 28, it says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Just as you have spoken. I tell my kids all the time, be careful what you say. Don't just say things because everyone else is saying things. So people ask you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm hanging in there. Or this thing is killing me. Nothing is killing you. Nothing is allowed to kill you. You can't speak negative and expect positive. You can't, I mean, you just because everyone says something, because he says, don't talk like them. Do not speak like them. If you want to see positive in your life, that means begin to declare positive. He says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because we are in the kingdom. We are kingdom citizens. So we have to have the kingdom language. I've never seen where in the Bible the Lord said that the Lord had anything negative. Like when he saw darkness, he said, let there be light. Jesus, as he went around, the Bible says he went around doing good. I never saw Jesus say, oh, I am so tired. Oh, I mean, I just don't think this is going to work. He never said that. So if Jesus never said that, why should we say it? I don't care what the devil is showing you. I don't care what the enemy is saying. As far as we're concerned, we have to declare what we want to see. He says, as you have spoken it in my ears, so shall I do it. What are you speaking in his ears? What are you saying? Because he's shifting in your direction, then you have to align with him. You have to speak what you have to speak life at all times. You see, when I go into my patient's room, I say, oh, so I do this all the time. So how are you doing today? Oh, it's terrible. Like, no, it's not. It is not terrible. If you're alive and well this morning, if you're actually alive and here, we need to give God the glory because some people, they make it. So they tell me I have pain. Well, you know what? Sometimes it's a blessing to have pain. Because if you go to the ICU, we have people that we are trying to make them feel pain, and they do not feel pain. It is a vital sign to feel pain. Actually, it is the fifth vital sign. So the point is, you could feel pain, but the important thing is you are alive. And as far as you are alive, God says he's shifting in your direction today. God says he's shifting in your direction today. The Bible says in Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, he says, we were like those who dreamed, because it seemed unreal. What God is about to open in your life, what God is about to do in your life, it's going to seem unreal to you. It's going to seem like a dream. He says, then our mouth was filled with laughter. From today, that's going to be your portion. Our mouth is going to be filled with laughter. Our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. People are going to be testifying on your behalf. The Lord has done great things for you. And then he says, the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. As they testify on your behalf, you're going to be testifying on your behalf. Because the Lord is going to do great things. The Lord is about to do great things in your life. From now on, The Lord has turned in your direction. From now on, every Egyptian you saw yesterday, you will see them no more. The Bible says in Esther chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, actually, where I'm actually going to read here is, it says, on that very day, when the enemies of the Jews expected to overpower them, the exact opposite happened. I'm not sure who is thinking of anything negative for you. The Bible says the exact opposite begins to happen. If they are thinking you're going to fall, you begin to rise. And as they are thinking you're going to die, they will feel your grief because you will not die. He has exempted you from death. If you go to Psalm 146, verse 8, it says he has exempted you, delivered you from death. He has delivered your eyes from crying. He says he has delivered your feet from falling because he has shifted in your direction. Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about what you saw in the past. Now is a new season. He says, I'm in Isaiah 43, verse 19, he says, I'm about to do a new thing. Shut the door to the old. This is the time for the new. This is the time for the new. In Acts 28, verse 6, it says the people were waiting for Paul to swell up and suddenly drop dead. Sometimes even we think, oh, it's just a hopeless situation. This is never going to work. But after they had waited a long time, he says, and saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their mind. People are going to begin to change their minds concerning you. People are going to begin to change their mind concerning your situation. But the one thing we have to do is agree with God's plan. You got to remember, words are so powerful. Words are so powerful. Words are so powerful. They ignite the seeds of increase in our inside. That's the reason why everything that comes out of your mouth, it has to align with the word of God. Everything that comes out of your mouth has to align with the word of God. So today, as I begin to close this morning, I'm not sure what your relationship is with the Almighty God. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you have a relationship, because it's not just going to church; it's having a relationship. Because according to what 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, it says God will generously provide all you need. You see, how can he provide all you need if you don't have a relationship with him? How can he bless you if there's no relationship with the one that blesses? So this morning, as we begin to close, I am just going to encourage each and every one of us, if we've not completely sold, given our lives to Christ, this is the time. If you're not completely sold out to him, this is the time. There's no better time than now. This is the time. There was a reason why he brought you to this podcast today. It is the time to give your life solely and fully. Because like I said, it's not just about church membership. It's not just about I'm the Alpha and the Omega in the church. It's what is your personal relationship with him. The other thing I want to say today before I close is watch what you say. Speak life. Declare positive. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter if your bank account looks red. You're rich. Do not agree with the enemy's suggestion in your life. It doesn't matter what that negative medical report says. He says, I am the Lord that healed thee. By my stripes you are healed. And today I am standing on Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth his word and healed them. And he delivered them from all their destruction. The Lord does not need people that are qualified. He does not need your credential. He doesn't need your position. He doesn't need anything. All he needs is your heart. Because if he needed all those things, Esther would never be a queen. She had no business being in the palace, like I said. But the Lord qualified her. He is the one that qualifies the unqualified. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care what people say about you. You see, the Lord, the only reason Christ went to the cross was to redeem people like us. People that have missed it. People that we've not lived our lives right. He came to redeem us. And when he redeems us, he imputes his righteousness upon us. The Bible says in Psalm 54 verse 17, I think everyone knows that. It says, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. But see, that's where everybody stops. He says, every tongue that rises against me in judgment, every negative tongue that rises against me in judgment, he says, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. But the Bible continues to say, every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and my righteousness, and their righteousness is of me. So I am a righteous person, not because I'm righteous, but because God, Christ, imputed righteousness upon me. So nobody can call you a sinner, because a sinner is someone that professionally sins. You might have missed it. That does not make you a sinner, because just because I paint a house does not make me a painter. I probably missed it one day, but the Bible says that Jesus came for lost souls like us. He imputed his righteousness upon us. So today, just shake it off and give just all God is asking of you today is be sold out to him. Be sold out to him. Repent of those sins. Look forward. You can't be looking back. Look forward. Begin to declare as he declares. Begins to say the same thing that he's saying. He wants your relationship. He wants you to have a relationship with him. So this morning, I'm just going to invite any one of us, because I don't know about you guys, but I miss it too. I miss it a lot. But today, this morning, we're going to pray this short prayer before we start other prayers. And the prayer is to recommit ourselves to the Lord, is to rededicate to the Lord. This morning, we're going to say, Father, Lord, Father, we believe you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue us from sin and death and to restore us to the Father. Father, we choose to turn away from all our sins, Lord, from self-centeredness, from every part of life that does not glorify you. Father, we choose you this morning. Father, we choose you this morning. Father, we choose you. We give ourselves to you. We yield unto you, Lord. Father, receive us this morning. Forgive our sins, Lord. Father, take your rightful place in our hearts. Be our Savior, Lord. Father, come and reign in our hearts this morning. Fill us with your love and with your life. Help us to become the person that you want us to be. Help us to know our place. You say we are a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Father, Lord, impress that in our heart, Lord, that we begin to walk like those people, Lord. Make us more like you. Restore us, Lord, that you live in us from today, oh Lord, that you love, that Father, you love through us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Thank you because the Bible says that anything we ask in your name, that you will do it. We are grateful. Thank you, my Father. Father, as we continue, Lord, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 33, verse 25b, as your days are, so shall your strength be in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, this morning, I pray for every senior citizen on this line that the Bible says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. And he says he has promised us 120 years. Therefore, as our 120 years is, so shall our strength be. There shall be no feebleness. The Bible says Abraham, even as he was old, he says he was well striking in age, but no part of his body was abated, Lord. Father, we will live out our days in great health, Lord, in good health, Lord. Anyone right now, Lord, that is feeble in any part of their body, Father, I receive wholeness. I send wholeness to that part of the body, Lord. I send your healing mercy to that part of the body. Father, Lord, as our days are, so shall our strength be. Father, we receive that. We decree it. We believe it. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I read Deuteronomy 7:15. It says, and the Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will not allow you to suffer any terrible diseases of the Egyptians. Father, Lord, from today, I don't care what they say happened to people at a certain age. Father, we are divinely exempted. The blood of Jesus divinely exempts us from every diseases of the Egyptians. Every diseases that they said happens to women, to men at a particular age, Father, we are exempted from it, Lord. We are divinely exempted. Father, Lord, with the blood of Jesus, we are divinely exempted. Father, today we are healing. We claim our divine health, Lord. We begin to manifest it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I read Isaiah 34, verse 16b. He says, none shall lack a mate. None shall lack a mate. Father, we ask that everyone, Lord, that is waiting for us, that Father that lacks a mate, Lord, Father, the Bible says, none shall lack a mate. Therefore, we receive mates for everyone that needs a mate, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. As I close today, Lord, Father, minister this word afresh in everyone's heart. Father, let this word produce a seed. Father, let there be manifestation. As you shift in our direction, Father, do something new. Father, do something new. Let there be testimonies from the podcast today. Thank you for Sister G. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to increase her. Continue to impact your grace and wisdom upon her, Lord, as she touched life, Lord. Father, Lord, increase her. Bless her, Lord. Thank you for everyone in this line. Daddy, that our life shall never be the same. Receive all the glory. Father, we say receive all the honor. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm glad I didn't give you a specific title. I would have limited you, but I thank God for that message. A sudden breakthrough. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He is great and greatly to be praised. We thank God for you, Pastor Victoria. That was such a powerful message. You covered everything. We were going to extend the invitation to be saved, and we're going to talk about backsliding, but thank God you covered it all. Thank God for that message. Thank God for using you. Oh, yeah. That was a powerful message, a sudden breakthrough. Thank God for all the scriptures, the lessons, about great, mighty women of God like Esther. You covered everything. So I'm glad I didn't say anything, but it's Senior Citizens Day that the Lord gave you the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you for Pastor Victoria, this mighty, precious, mighty woman of God. You put in my path, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. bless her family like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as she helped patients in the hospital, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, as she prays for them, healing will come forth in their bodies. I take it that she's not an ordinary doctor, Lord God, but she's the one great physician sent by you. You are the great physician, and you are working through her because she said, Lord, I surrender who I am, and I ask you to work through me, Lord. So every patient, Lord God, that she sees daily, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that healing shall come forth, not only physical, but spiritual, mental, emotional healing will come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're about to close out. We thank God we have Jackie Travis on here from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song. She works with senior citizens. We're going to have a quick prayer. And then Karen Itell from Houston is going to close us out in music. So we thank God for each one of you. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I have been blessed. I have got me another car. It's a newer car to me, and the Lord blessed me with my new teeth. I just thank the Lord for what he's doing in my life. Lord, I thank him. He's so good to me. And I'm sorry I didn't get on till later. I was with my patient, you know. So now I'm home so I can sing. Okay? I just want to thank you forever and ever. And ever for all you've done for me. Can't nobody do it like you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yep. Just want to thank him. We got to thank him every day. We can't thank God enough for what he's doing in our lives every day. As Pastor Victoria said, he loads us up with benefits every day. Not some days, not once a week, once a month, once a year, but every day he loads us up with benefits. And I thank God for the gifts that he gives us. He's an awesome God. And don't you think that you're alone? No. His thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand. So you know he's thinking about you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, I thank God for seniors today. Thank God for life, health, and strength. We're going to close out. Thank God. You know, God wants us to come to him with everything. We don't have to carry heavy burdens. We don't have to carry the load. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Revere, and all the babies who need a healing, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for visiting children's hospitals all over the world, visiting them in their home, wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, touch their bodies. Send forth that healing like never before. We thank you for senior citizens, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the hoary-headed one. And, Lord, we lift up senior citizens who've not yet called on your name. You've given them abundant life, but yet they have not given their lives to you. So we thank you for salvation for them in the mighty name of Jesus. This day, in the name of Jesus, 2021, we decree and declare they shall be saved, set free, filled with your Holy Spirit, In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up everyone on the line today, everyone who came on. In the name of Jesus, all of our families, Lord, move on our family members that are not yet saved. Save them, Father God. We just say hallelujah to the Most High God. And we thank you for everything that you've done, everything you're going to do. We bless your name. We honor you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord God Almighty, great in the heavens, great in the earth. Truly, there's no God like you, Jehovah. So I say to each one of you that God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. When you feel all alone, you feel abandoned, remember, God, say to yourself, God, my Father loves me. My Creator loves me. He will never stop loving you. He won't ever give up on you. He's always there for you. So I say to you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year, and don't forget, spend time with the Most High God. He's waiting for you. Yeah, he's waiting for you. Spend time with him. Love y'all. Have a great day in the mighty name of Jesus. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's God all by himself. He's the great and mighty King. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Bye-bye.